Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org.
Support for WPR comes from Tomorrow River Community Virtual School, delivering Waldorf-inspired live virtual lessons to grades 4K through 8th, open to all Wisconsin students. More is at trcvs.org.
For a report on the current state of the art of French pastry, we called food writer Dory Greenspan in Paris. Greenspan has co-authored cookbooks with some of the greatest living French pastry chefs. Her most recent book is called Paris Sweets. It's a collection of recipes from her favorite patisserie. I asked Greenspan where Parisians go to buy their chocolate now.
Well, La Maison du Chocolat is still a real, real favorite. La Maison du Chocolat is now it's over 25 years old, and it's Robert Lanks who founded it. And he's kind of the master of ganache, ganache being a mixture of melted chocolate and cream. And it's what makes the filling of a chocolate so velvety and satiny, and the kind of filling that when you press it against the roof of your mouth, it just melts very slowly and the flavor stays in your mouth. It has a good finish. That's ganache. And Robert Lanks at La Maison du Chocolat has made extraordinary fillings with ganache. And now he's doing, and I haven't had a chance to taste it yet, he's doing chocolates that are filled with wine-flavored ganache.
Mm.
Meant to be eaten with wine. So the people are going to La Maison du Chocolat enough so that there are always lines out the door of the shop near my neighborhood. And there's also a wonderful chocolate maker named Jean-Paul Avin.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, at some point, he was doing chocolates. I know this sounds weird, but chocolates with cheese in them. It's very interesting to see what chefs do here. Pastry is treated, pastry and chocolates. It's a major food group here, which is why I love being here.
Yeah.
And the people who make it are considered artists, and what they do is covered like news. So that when, for instance, a couple of months ago, Le Nôtre, a series of pastry shops in Paris, came out with square-shaped macaroons, it was news in every newspaper.
Now, you've been from chef to chef to chef, and you've included recipes in the book. Did you have any trouble getting them to share?
Not really. In fact, the chefs were very, very generous. But here and there, I ran into a couple of problems. My favorite story is the one with Lionel Poilin, who is best known, well, actually, he died Halloween evening in a helicopter crash. And he's very, very much missed by everyone who knew him. And as somebody once said about him, he never knew a stranger. He managed to make a friend of everyone he spoke to. But I had known him for about 15 years. And he, as I said, he was best known as a bread baker, but he has three desserts in his shop, an apple tart, a flan, a kind of custard tart, and these wonderful butter cookies. And so I went to him and asked for the butter cookies, and he said no. And I couldn't believe it. He refused to give me the recipe. And I said, but, you know, it's butter cookies, and I really want you, I want to include you in my book, and these cookies are so terrific, and they're the cookies that always sit next to the cash register. So when you buy your bread, you get a cookie, and you get to munch it as you're walking out of the store, and you always see people walking up and down the street where the Poilin Bakery is eating these cookies. I begged. I cajoled. No, he said. And when I said, come on, why? Why won't you give me this recipe? I promise I'll do it properly. I'll bring it to you. You can taste it, see that it's okay. He said, it's your butter. He said, American butter just won't make a cookie like mine.
Hmm.
Finally, I guess I really pleaded. He said, okay, I travel back and forth between New York and Paris every month. And so he said, well, the next month when you come to Paris, bring American butter. And we'll make this cookie together and see if it passes my taste test. So I came with American butter. I came with Land O'Lakes butter, which is, you know, a nationally available butter. And we made these cookies together, and he handed me the recipe.
Do you think that the French eat more dessert than Americans do?
I don't know about more. I think that the French eat dessert differently from the way Americans do. I'm tempted to say more because when I go to a cafe for lunch, people are having dessert after lunch. And I don't know, most of my American friends don't. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when it would be, you know, tea time, you see people in the cafes having dessert, and you see them having dessert after a meal. You never hear anybody say, oh, I couldn't, I feel so guilty, or eating something and afterwards saying, I shouldn't have done that. The word that you hear all the time is pleasure. But I've always thought that, you know, the real French paradox, you know, the French paradox of red wine and foie gras, if you eat the two together, then you won't have heart disease. I've always thought the French paradox is the way thin French women eat dessert three times a day, and they're still thin.
We need a scientific investigation, don't you think?
Well, I'm working on it. I'm eating as many desserts as I can. I'll let you know what happens.
Dory Greenspan lives and eats in Paris. Her most recent cookbook is called Paris Sweets, Great Desserts from the City's Best Pastry Shops.